Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Atlanta Braves and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Atlanta Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Hubbard. Batting third. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Dale Murphy. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Larry Huisenten. Batting sixth. The catcher, Biff Pokoroba. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jerry Royster. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rafael Ramirez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Walk. Pitching for the Atlanta Braves, Bob Walk. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mukey Wilson. Batting second. The catcher, John Stearns. Batting third. The left fielder, George Foster. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Hubie Brooks. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Wally Backman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Pulio. Pitching for the New York Mets, Charlie Pulio. And now, play ball. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pulio fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss strikes out. Two outs. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stearns. The throw from Pokoroba and he is safe. Stearns steals second. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster strikes out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Huisenten. Staub reaches second base with a double. Stearns scores. It's 1-0, Mets. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Larry Huisenten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Huisenten strikes out. One out. Biff Pokoroba is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pokoroba hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Backman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster takes first base on ball four. Rafael Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Valentine fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Valentine. Royster goes all the way around to score. Ramirez moves to third. It's Braves, 1, Mets, 1. Bob Walk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks takes first base on ball 4. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walk fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on walk. Brooks moves to second. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman takes first base on ball 4. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Pulio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pulio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brooks moves to third. Backman moves to second. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson strikes out. Two outs. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Mets 1. The Braves will come to bat. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pulio fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbard is 0 for 1 in the game. Hubbard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pulio fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0 for 1 in the game. Chambliss strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 1 in the game. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentine hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Staub moves to second. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Brooks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Staub scores. There goes Valentine trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Two outs. It's 2-1, Mets. Larry McWilliams now pitching. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brooks. The throw from Pocoroba and he is safe. Brooks steals second. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Backman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 1 in the game. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Huisenten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Huisenten is 0 for 1 in the game. Huisenten hits a pop-up towards short. Verizer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Biff Pocoroba is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pocoroba is 0 for 1 in the game. Pocoroba strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Braves 1. The Mets will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 1 in the game. Verizer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Pulleo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pulleo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pulleo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McWilliams fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard misplays the ball. That's an error on Hubbard. Pulleo moves to second. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stearns hits a line drive to left field. Huisenton throws towards first. Chambliss fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Chambliss. Pulleo scores. Wilson goes all the way around to score. Stearns moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-1, Mets. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McWilliams spins and fires to second, with Ramirez covering, and Stearns is picked off. Two outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 2 in the game. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Royster strikes out. One out. Rafael Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry McWilliams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McWilliams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Braves 1. The Mets will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Valentine hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Valentine for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbard is 0 for 2 in the game. Hubbard takes first base on ball 4. Washington moves to second. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0 for 2 in the game. Chambliss hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 2 in the game. Murphy strikes out. Two outs. Larry Huesenton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Huesenton is 0 for 2 in the game. Huesenton hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Braves 1. The Mets will come to bat. Bob Baylor pinch hits for Wally Backman. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Huesenton. Baylor reaches second base with a double. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Verizer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Baylor scores. It's 5-1, Mets. Charlie Pulio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pulio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pulio bunts towards the mound. McWilliams fields it and throws to first for the out. Verizer moves to second. One out. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 3 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez misplays the ball. That's an error on Ramirez. Verizer moves to third. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Stearns hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Stearns reaches second base with a double. Verizer scores. Wilson goes all the way around to score. It's 7-1, Mets. Rick Camp now pitching. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Stearns moves to third. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 3 in the game. Foster hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stearns scores. It's 8-1, Mets. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Foster moves to second. Mike Jorgensen pinch runs for Rusty Staub. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Valentine hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Foster moves to third. Jorgensen moves to second. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Brooks hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen now playing first base. Bob Baylor now playing second base. Biff Pocoroba is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pocoroba is 0 for 2 in the game. Pocoroba hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Royster strikes out. One out. Rafael Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baylor fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ken Smith pinch hits for Rick Camp. Ken Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a pop-up towards short. Verizer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Braves 1. The Mets will come to bat. Al Hrabowski now pitching. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Baylor takes first base on ball four. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baylor. The throw from Pocoroba and he is safe. Baylor steals second. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Verizer strikes out. One out. Charlie Pulio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pulio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pulio strikes out. Two outs. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-4 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Washington hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbard is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hubbard takes first base on ball four. Washington moves to second. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0-for-3 in the game. Chambliss hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brooks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-3 in the game. Murphy takes first base on ball four. Washington moves to third. Hubbard moves to second. Larry Huisenten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Huisenten is 0-for-3 in the game. Huisenten hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Washington tags and scores. Hubbard tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 8-2, Mets. Biff Pocoroba is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pocoroba is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pocoroba hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Valentine. Pocoroba reaches second base with a double. Hubbard scores. Murphy moves to third. It's 8-3, Mets. Craig Swan now pitching. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Royster hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first, with Swan covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Braves 3. The Mets will come to bat. Preston Hanna now pitching. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got three RBIs. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Royster fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Foster hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Foster moves to second. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a pop-up towards third. Royster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Valentine hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 10-3, Mets. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambla scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brooks for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 10, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Rafael Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Watson pinch hits for Preston Hanna. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Washington hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-to-4, Mets. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbard is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Hubbard strikes out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 10, and Atlanta Braves, 4. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.